Oasis Audio presents The Mystery at the Calgary Stampede by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, Cowtown. In the airplane seat ahead of Benny and Henry, a man put on a white cowboy hat.
"Does that mean we're about to land?"
6-year-old Benny asked his big brother.
"We still don't know where we're going,"
said Jessie, age 12. She sat across the aisle from her brothers, and next to her was her younger sister, Violet.
"It's a mystery," said Violet.
She couldn't believe they were about to land, and their grandfather still hadn't told them where they were going. The plane began to descend, and Violet reached for her grandfather's hand.
"I'm not afraid," she whispered.
"I know," grandfather said. He gave her hand a soft squeeze. Violet felt good with grandfather beside her. She could remember a time when she and her brothers and sister found an abandoned boxcar in the woods and made a home for themselves there. That was before they'd met grandfather. But now grandfather took care of them, and they cared for him too. Henry in his 14-year-old big brother way, and Benny always quick to make everyone laugh. Now the boxcar had a home in their backyard. Violet squeezed grandfather's hand right back, and he smiled at her.
"Ready for adventure?" he asked.
"Always," she said.
"So," said Henry, as the plane taxied toward the airport, "where are we?"
Grandfather chuckled.
"I'm going to let you guess."
He led the way through the airport and onto a bus. Half an hour later, Benny was kneeling on his...